book of John, the 20th chapter. Reading from verse 24. The book of John, the 20th chapter, reading from verse 24. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." World-renowned evangelist Billy Graham says that for a period of his life, he had some serious doubts concerning some of the cardinal truths and tenets of the Christian faith. These doubts did not inundate him before he entered ministry, but while he was a preacher, an evangelist, already traveling this country and traveling the world, preaching about the love of Jesus Christ. Graham says he doubted such things as the creation, whether God truly created the world. He wondered about heaven. Was heaven fact, fiction, or fancy? He wondered about salvation. He wondered about the virgin birth. And yes, he even questioned for a time the life of Christ and the resurrection. He said he got to a point in his life once when he went apart into the mountains and fell on his face and began to pray, "Lord, help my unbelief." God helped him and God blessed him to work through those doubts and misgivings until he came to the place where he fully embraced all the truths that he had heard and that he had been preaching and that he would preach concerning Jesus Christ. Have you ever doubted? From time to time, I would receive calls from colleagues. "Jones, what if what we have been preaching is not true? What if?" Have you ever been there? I read recently of a conclave of religious leaders that took place in New Orleans, and those in attendance were polled, and you would be surprised as to the numbers of those who doubted what we might consider basic and cardinal truths and beliefs. Have you ever been there? Thomas was undoubtedly the skeptic, if not the cynic, amongst the disciples. There was a tinge of doubt, if not despair, in a lot of what he said. There, as Jesus prepared to go to Bethany to minister to the family of Lazarus who had died, it was Thomas who said, "Let us go that we may die with him," as you might recall, a tinge of fatalism. There in the upper room, as Jesus gave his disciples that wonderful Christian promise, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again." It was Thomas who said, "Lord, we don't even know where you're going." Far less how to get there. It was Thomas. And here, in his post-resurrection appearance, it's Thomas who is doubting. At the first post-resurrection appearance of Jesus, Thomas was conspicuously absent. He wasn't with the brethren when Jesus appeared. A week later, he's with them now. Or before, I should say, a week later, they shared with him the good news that Jesus had been raised from the dead. And here's Thomas: "Unless I see the nail prints, and I put my finger," "I have to put my finger where the nails were, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe." I don't care what you folks say. I've got to experience it myself. While he was there, running his mouth, as we say where I come from. So sometime later, as he was there again running his mouth, Jesus just appeared in the room. He just walked through the walls. Just appeared. If I had a time, I'd circle there for a while. See, somebody's concerned or questioning whether Jesus can make a way where there's no way. He just walked through the wall. "Got any rivers you think uncrossable? Any mountains you cannot climb? My God delights in doing the impossible. If God tells you to walk through a wall, your business is to start walking. His business is to create a path by the time you get there." Now, he had come through the tomb, as you know. The stone had been rolled away. And somebody says the stone was removed not so that he could come out, but so that the disciples could get in. You see, again, he doesn't need. He can walk through walls and walk through stone. Yes, sir. There was Thomas running his mouth. "Unless I see the nail prints, unless I place my finger, I will not believe." And there's Jesus. Have you ever been bad-mouthing somebody? Talking ill of a brother or a sister or a colleague, and you look around and there they are. Have you ever been there? There was Thomas. "Unless I see, unless I feel," there's Jesus. "Thomas, give me your finger. Come here." He takes his finger, he places it in his side. Thomas utters those immortal words, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Do you believe this morning? Do you need hard proof? Do you believe that he lives? I don't have much time, just 8 minutes. But I stopped by to tell you that he lives. I know he lives. How do I know he lives? Because he walks with me. And talks with me. And he accompanies me on my way. How do I know he lives? Because he got me up this morning. Put clothes on my back. Food on my table. Brought me to school safely. I know he lives. Because he lives within my heart. Do you believe he lives today? They tell me that back in the old days, there was a king of England, in England, who from time to time would shed his royal attire and would don the garb of the common folk, and he would go to visit them. There was this old saint who used to love to talk about Jesus, how she loved Jesus. Jesus was the most important thing in the world to her. One day, the king with his caravan pulled up outside her house, went in and visited her with her. After the king left, her neighbors barged into the house. Hey, tell us, who is the most important person who ever visited you? She said, why, the king, of course. They said, we got you. We thought for sure you were going to say Jesus. You're always talking about Jesus. Jesus this, Jesus that. We thought for sure you were going to say Jesus. She said, you fools. She said, Jesus doesn't visit me. Jesus lives here. How do I know he lives? He lives within my heart. He lives within my heart. He walks with me and talks with me. He's with me every step of the way. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Stop doubting.
Let us sing.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. You for sinners, ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of
six. Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger."
Bow your heads with me. Bread of life, God of life, Creator of life, we thank you, humbly coming to you for this offering that you have given us, for your blood and your body, Lord, for your body, for the bread, for the chance to taste a little bit of who you are. Lord, we can only come here in awe and be gracious and thankful. We love you, Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'"
I'm reading to you from the fourth chapter of John. "A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.' Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.'"
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we take this cup remembering the sacrifice on the cross. You shed your blood for us, Jesus, because you love us. So, in gratitude, we drink this wine, knowing that you have provided us a newness of life filled with love, joy, peace, grace, mercy, and such a meaningful purpose, dear Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Amen. Written, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'"
I invite you to stand with me as we sing together the song, hymn number 166, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today."
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high,
As we go out, I leave you with one little bit of admonition. If you have doubts, turn your doubts into questions, your questions into prayers. And remember that God answers prayers. Let us pray. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen. God bless you.